Hey, welcome to the podcast. This is the Mecha Fetus Vizu Blog Podcast. Stop looking at me. Yeah, we're gonna try this out. Hey, my name is John. Well, actually, I'm Persona Online. Whatever.
Hi, I'm Paul. I'm also Paul Online.
I'm Mario. I go by Kinuko Online.
Stop. Stop talking like that. Okay.
So, what's up, dudes?
Hugo.
This is kind of...
This is awkward.
We're just sitting in front of...
We should have rehearsed. Yeah.
We're sitting in front of a computer just recording it.
Well, how else would we do it?
I guess we...
We should have rented out a studio or something.
Put a microphone and a DJ and stuff. Yeah.
Maybe like a producer. 50 Cent. Timbaland.
Do you know he made dollars? Okay. So should we just go through the list?
Yeah, why
not? We have a list of questions by some guys off the YouTube blog.
Yeah.
So, we did Who We Are.
How we met.
Well, see?
I don't know.
I had this thing, right, where I would scam people into thinking I was a Nigerian bank. Wait, no, that's another thing altogether.
Are you confusing things up?
Yeah. Well, you see, I go to school with Mario.
Yeah.
And then we made films there, because that's what you do at school. And then Paul was like, hey, your films are pretty good on YouTube. And I was like, hey, your films are pretty good on YouTube. And then we started having hot gay sex.
I think you missed a bit in between where I flew overseas to... Have the hot gay sex.
That's included.
Okay.
There's other guys too, like Owendan and Rad Rappy, but they're not here now because they're dumb. Yeah.
History?
Oh, okay.
How did Mecha Fetus start?
Well, I started the Mecha Fetus back in high school because I thought it'd be like a really cool hub for artists and stuff.
You did?
Yeah. It was like 2003, 2000.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's 2000 burp. I didn't know. It was actually like a website portal that I wanted to make where I'd get cool artists and like host them and stuff in my server space. But then everyone was just a really lazy ass and like no one knew how to make their own websites. So eventually I just stopped that and then made an art blog with a couple of guys. And I was like, hey. And my aunt was like, hey, you should move to Bel Air with your uncle. And I was like, all right. And I hopped in a cab as it got near.
License plates and fresh and
there are dice, in the
mirror. In the mirror.
Yeah. Then we made that shit and now it's online. And then they started posting girl and poop. It worked out.
Yeah. I like poop.
It's pretty good. I like vomit.
Yeah, vomit's pretty good too.
I like girls with glasses.
That's boring.
Girls with glasses, pooping, and vomiting?
That's not.
With their guts out.
That's pretty good. They can poop out of their guts. All right. What are artists that are inspiring? Who are artists that are inspiring?
I don't know. Who do I like?
Shintaro Kago?
Yeah, Kago's cool. Well, he's not like an inspiration for art.
Yeah, his ideas are cool.
He's just a genius.
I'm a fan of Tim Buckley.
He and is a genius, yeah.
Anything that guy does is comedy gold.
Who do you like?
I like random people on Pixiv that I don't know their names. It's like
that Halftime guy is good.
Oh, yeah, Halftime guy. I like the guy who did the OS10 comics. He's really cool.
Oh,
I friended him on Pixiv and I was real happy.
What's that guy that does all the memes that are like... It's like Mega Man stuff.
Oh, Muscle, yeah.
The one that does really rendered ones.
Yeah, that guy's awesome.
All he does is draw like...
He just churns them out.
Yeah. That was so fast. Like, these ones, like, all he does is sit at home and it's like, I think I'm going to draw Dragon Quest today.
Look, he's actually a robot.
Maybe he's actually just a salaryman that just wants to kill himself. Oh,
I am too.
You're a salaryman that wants to kill yourself?
Yeah.
We'll do it then. Live on podcast.
Oh, okay. Just give me a second.
Okay. Are you dead yet?
Yep.
Good.
That was pretty good. I like Mota. Motorhome,
Oh,
yeah.
that guy.
He's pretty alright.
Who's that?
He's the one that draws. He did the Seventh Dragon art. He does like these little cute SD things. Kind of pencil-y ones.
Don't know.
Some
Olandon
gay
really likes him,
guy,
but he
yeah.
just draws lilies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But his line is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Your mom's pretty good.
Shut up.
She is. She's really nice.
Mary's mom says,
Got
"Gotta
it
going
going."
on.
She makes really good food.
I remember that time we saw her in a bra.
I'm not uploading this anymore.
Totally hot.
Was actually really funny. She's like, Mario, oh, you guys are here. We're like, oh, hey. I forgot about that. And then she started asking you about Australia. Like, oh, is there kangaroos and stingrays? And you said the number one cause of death in Australia was stingrays. She was like,
It is.
oh,
Why is that funny? That's a serious
It's
issue.
Australia business, I'm sorry.
What other questions are there?
Least favorite part of
Oh wait.
creating?
Oh well,
What?
I was gonna say I like Kinu.
Oh yeah, Nishimura Kinu
I
from
didn't
Capcom.
know it was a
Oh.
girl until like a week ago.
Yeah, she's like a middle-aged
Yeah, I
old
told you
woman.
that, and I think you didn't believe me. I said it
Yeah,
was a
'cause you
girl.
everything you say is a lie.
No, that's true.
Yeah, her stuff is so good. It's like in the past she was kind of like kind of whatever, but as she got, I mean, better. I guess as everyone gets better, they get a lot better. But damn, she has like I really like the form that she has, and then like she got past that too. Like remember Minky was talking about how like he she used to, she kind of pioneered that like Photoshop low opacity kind of like
Yeah.
texture look, and when everyone started copying her, now she's doing that like kind of shoujo
Shoujo,
pen lines, which is really cool. But everyone at Capcom is really good. Like Ikeno,
yeah.
Bendis,
Fuck
Akimaru.
Capcom. That's what it comes
Who's the Breath of Fire guy? I really like his stuff.
Oh, that guy. I
He
don't know.
does like these really awesome like painterly kind of look
Yeah, I don't
things.
know who that is.
Yeah, and then he did the art for the Command Mission, Mega Man Command Mission, which is
Oh,
pretty
yeah.
good. Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah. Actually, you know what we need? We need a new Rockman Dash, new Mega Man Legends. We
Oh,
should just make this into the
yeah.
Mega Man Legends podcast.
Okay, we'll get all the questions.
Yeah,
It's all about Mega Man
we're gonna
Legends.
talk about Tron and Roll. Who's better, Tron or Roll?
I'd go for Tron.
Yeah, Roll's pretty cute, but Tron has a cool attitude. And
Yeah.
she has all the Koblins.
But she's always in debt.
Yeah, but.
I guess Roll like takes your shit and then sells it to repair the ship.
Yeah.
And she gets angry at you, at you if you
Walk
peek
into
on
her?
her in the shower and
Yeah, but
stuff.
at least you can peek on her in the shower.
You can?
Yeah.
True.
And then if you max your like love meter with her after you peek on her, you go, yes.
Man, that's kind of weird. I always think of like Mega Man and Roll as like brother and sister.
Like they're adopted brother, but it's like they're not really brother and sister in that
So
game.
it feels like if they're picking on each other, then it's incest.
That's totally hot though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's even better, right?
And they jam it in to, how is it? She's a robot, right?
I think in that world, everyone's like kind of half robot, half human. Doesn't really
Yeah.
matter. So maybe they just have a USB ports and just kind of like, you
Yeah.
know, plug in, plug out.
John was doing it motion with his fingers then for everyone listening.
That's some good radio right there.
Pretty visual gag there.
Yeah.
Next question.
Which Coven was your favorite? Do
Oh, which
Oh.
Coven?
you remember they all had different personalities?
Like
Yeah.
the kind of gay one who's into fashion design.
Oh, so that one wasn't that the one that was censored in America? Like originally he was actually like really perverted.
Yeah.
Really?
In the Japanese one, he was like a real big pervert. And
Oh.
you gave him porn magazine to increase his creativity. But in the US one, you give him like a fashion magazine.
Oh,
He's just a bit fruity.
I remember the fashion magazine. I didn't know it was originally porn.
He was like number 52 or something, yeah. He was pretty all right. I like the
Wait,
one that like punished all the other Covens and made him like run laps.
52? I thought they were like 40.
That was like
No, that
52.
was 1,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What game were you playing?
We playing some like Misadventure to Tron Bond piece of shit
I was
half
playing
class.
Barbie's Horse Adventure.
I did
So,
the sprites
Mega
on
in case people didn't know, Paul actually made.
Man. So, all right, moving along. Next question.
Our least favorite part of creating?
What does that mean?
Drawing? Everything?
Doing the drawing.
Next question.
Yeah.
Is the outcome more satisfying than making it?
Kinda. I like
Yeah,
to.
well, isn't that the reason you even do anything to for the outcome?
I like to look at the drawing afterwards.
Yeah, that's the whole
Yeah,
point of
I draw
making stuff.
whatever I want to see. So.
You never finish half of them or post half of them
But I
either.
mean, if I do the sketch, then I see whatever I wanted to see. And then
That's
that's
true.
it, and I move on to something else.
For people that don't know, Mario likes to draw really hot girls because that's what she wants to see in reality. Like, she draws things that don't exist for her.
Okay, well, Paul ruined everything, so we gotta
Sorry.
start over.
All right, so I don't know where we got cut off last time.
Mariel's drawing hot girls.
Yeah.
She draws hot girls because she has a little hot girl inside of herself, but she can't let it out. It keeps like coming out of her hand to try to
Yeah.
draw. It's like Midori no
Oh.
Hibi kind of.
Yeah.
It's like, Mario, let me draw. And you're like, no, stop. Okay, anyway, next question.
What to do when we don't have ideas? Well,
Kill
sure.
ourselves
What is? We
like a
always have
bot.
ideas.
What do you.
I like sleeping.
What?
Don't look at me.
I don't know. It's never happened to me.
Yeah.
I'm always full of
Michael.
ideas.
Yeah, if you don't have any ideas, why are you drawing? I guess.
Yeah, just, I don't know. Just draw like people pooping or stuff. It's like, it's kind of always wins.
Draw people exploding, and eventually
Yeah.
you get an idea from that.
That is an idea.
Yeah.
Like, it's like just crowd pleasing stuff, kind of like jizzing, pooping, vomiting,
Boobs.
boobs,
Puppies.
guts. Yeah, puppies, cakes, cats. It's not that hard. I don't know how you can not have ideas. It's like, just draw cool stuff.
Yeah, just draw cool things that you would want to see, and then that's what you get.
Yeah. For realsies. How do you become awesome?
Well, you gotta go to Awesome Academy up in the mountains. Like,
Yeah.
you gotta go train under waterfalls and stuff, and until you gotta. So you can split the waterfall with your pure, chi, like chi,
Chi?
chi, kimchi,
Cheese?
cheese,
Chi?
ground cheese,
Chi?
chew with your own dechu,
Dechu?
Pikachu.
Well, yeah, just draw awesome stuff.
Yeah, just make
Well, I
whatever you
think
want
we
to
just
make.
listed like the recipe to good stuff.
Yeah.
Just like cakes and boobs and grow and
We
poop
shouldn't
and
have told
vomit.
it. We shouldn't have
I
told
know, we
it.
should charge for this now.
It's kind of
It's like.
giving away secrets.
Like when I make my film or something, I just think about all the things I would like to see, like, robots and like Sentai and like
Yeah.
monsters and shit, and then put them together and like into a plot that I think has something simple and easy to, get into.
Yeah,
And
same. That's what I do. You just draw whatever you think's cool. It's like,
you shouldn't hold yourself back.
yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, when are you gonna make that, movie of, hot girls are killing each other all day with puppies flying?
I want to animate that in 2D. I don't want to do 3D film like that is too hard. I don't know. Actually, after I got the Cutie Honey book, I really want to animate again.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah,
Why
I
don't you just do
gotta.
2D fusion with 3D?
Oh.
So you get the 3D, and then when the action happens, just animate in 2D.
Actually,
You could do like 3D backgrounds.
Well,
Yeah,
you already
that's
have them
true.
modeled. What you can do,
Oh,
right,
yeah.
is if you texture it, right? So let's say they go into an action scene. You just suddenly lay on like a like pencil texture like on the background, and you just cut into a 2D animation. And then you segue or seg into a segue into a back to 3D when the fighting is done.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's like they did it in that Kill Bill, right? The live action to 2D, and it kind of worked out. It was kind of awkward, but it still worked.
I don't know, 'cause that was like a specific, like a very specific flashback thing when they did that in Kill Bill.
I think if you stylized it enough, it'd work out. It doesn't really matter. I mean, it's a student film. You're not trying to be professional or anything. Just do whatever the hell you want.
I guess so. Well, in Mind Game, they had the cool bits where when they had close-ups of faces,
Oh yeah, when
they went into
like
like the photo.
rotoscope like photo, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
I think as long as the style is co consistent, like there's a scene in My God Slayer where Paul animated, and like the original pencil drawings were like it didn't look like it fit the style. Like remember you're saying like I wonder if it's gonna work, and then when I textured it to match the textures of the rest of the shots, it actually looked exactly like as if I drew it or something, which I did. Paul didn't do anything; it's all mine.
Don't cry.
I
Don't
will cry.
cry. You don't have to cry.
Just
It's okay.
drink more Xing
Chi. Qingdao?
Jingjiang, Xing Xing San,
What's
Sunset,
Sun
Sunset
Sun
Riders.
Sun?
What's the next question? Current projects?
Current projects.
I'm working on a 3D film.
Gone.
Well, that's the it. End? That's it.
Okay.
I'm working on a 3D film for school.
Is that Space Chimps 2?
How did you know? Chimps you weren't supposed to tell anyone.
Space Chimps 2? They go back to space?
Yeah, well, yeah. Why would you?
Yeah.
Sounds like gold to me.
Wait, I wanted to watch that one, the one where the dogs go to space.
What's
dogs?
That?
Dogs, space dogs? Space Jam?
No, it was just like a bunch of golden retriever puppies going to space.
Oh,
all dogs go to space?
Is that the one where they CG'd their mouth so that they're lip synced?
I don't know. They always do that with animal movies, but it had puppies, so it's okay. Whatever it was.
But didn't they like give like real bad voices to the puppies?
Yeah, just turn the sound off and put on some good music. Just watch the puppies.
But then the puppies with like human mouths.
Why don't you just look up puppies on YouTube?
Yeah, I do that anyway.
Wow.
So, what people don't realize is that Mariel spends half her time just watching videos of puppies on YouTube. She's obsessed with, like, this one person that has
she has two Shiba Inu dogs, and they're really cute, and their names are Hikari and Ichigo. And I love them.
And, like, the woman is, like, real rich, so all she does is upload videos of, like, her dogs doing stuff every day. And she has a blog where she photoshops, like, little, like, captions onto all their dogs doing stuff, and she's real insane.
That's she's the best.
What about Puppy Cam?
Oh, that's gone though.
Yeah.
That's but pretty good.
Remember you just sat there watching him giggling like a maniac for like 2 months in a row.
So should leave Puppy Cam? I don't know if you guys don't know. Puppy Cam was like this webcam, live pod, like streaming cam of Shiba Inu puppies, just like a litter of them. And she'd leave it on all day, like even when her computer was like, when she was sleeping, she'd just leave the computer on, and I'd just hear, like, these puppies scratching. I'd be like, what the hell is that noise coming from? And I get really irritated, like, are there puppies next door? It's like,
No, it was awesome. I'd wake up to puppy noises, and then I'd go, and then the mom would be feeding all the puppies, and it'd be the best thing ever. I love puppies.
Puppies hate you.
No, they don't. They're okay.
Don't pause it.
Not pause it. There okay. We go. What's the next question?
Personal
projects? Well, what's your personal current project? Persona?
I'm working on my film too. It's about two lovers that are actually arch nemesis. Their alter egos, and then
there's Chad. I'll be back in 1 second.
Oh, where are you going?
I'll be back in a minute.
Here, let's just talk shit about Polly's now. Hey, don't kick the control. So Paul, what you guys don't know about Paul is that he's actually a tiny midget. He's also half
dog.
He's also half dog. Also, whenever he uses the bathroom to pee, he always slams the toilet seat down really loud, and that's how you know he's done. Anyway,
man, Koo's so good.
Yeah, Koo's pretty good. We're also drinking right now.
I'm a little bit drunk.
Mariel, it takes her. One beer, maybe half a beer to get drunk.
Yeah, maybe like half.
It's pretty easy. So she starts giggling like a madman after one. It's pretty affordable.
I pass out after like 10 minutes, but it only takes me like $1 to get drunk.
Yeah, it's pretty not bad. Whereas for me, it takes like bottles.
You're such a heavyweight.
Boxer?
Yeah.
Oh, I beat George Foreman.
You're like
I bought his
Balrog. Girl.
You mean M. Bison?
Yeah, M. Bison.
Balrog, he's pretty good. I was playing this guy on Street Fighter 4. He was pretty... Yeah, anyway. what is there? Oh, Paul, right now he's working on a... I wonder if we can talk about this stuff? His projects? I wonder if there's like a license or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think we're supposed to.
He's working on Pony Pets 4.
Pony Pets?
And Bratz 3, The Revenge of Bratz...
Shush! You know what to say! That's all like under wraps, you guys.
Sorry.
Stop giving away all the secrets.
See, Paul is actually he's actually not a person. He's actually an entity altogether. He just mass produces everything. Like, whenever a game has like lots of shitty like animation stuff, it's just Paul. It's not Chinese people, just Paul does it all. Paul is actually a small country upon himself.
Well, I don't want to brag. It's true.
Let's see here.
What else? Dojins?
And wait, what? Where's Dojins?
Guro Dojins?
Guro Dojins?
What are you supposed to talk about Guro Dojins? Do they even make Guro Dojin? Isn't Guro Manga just Guro Manga and Dojins?
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen any specific... Like I've seen fan art of characters and stuff, but
I don't know people if don't I've actually seen... do girl doujins with like series and stuff.
Yeah, I haven't seen any.
Doujin girl stuff tends to be just created like original stuff.
There's that one guy.
Oh, that really cool guy, that draws the really like lanky characters, and like the one he did the one manga about the girl, the zombie girl girlfriend.
Oh,
that he wished back to life with the monkey paw.
What's that guy's name?
He does really cool stuff.
I think it was like Miyazaki or something.
Oh, so let me share a story with you guys. So my friend, he worked at Naruto for the summer. He used to go to animation school with us, but then he went to Japan and ended up working in a studio. One of his friends ended up working in the Studio Ghibli, and while he was there, he was saying that there's a girl that he knew that worked there. And then while she was working, Miyazaki just kind of like he just kind of how would you describe it? Like his head, he just kind of stuck his head next to his shoulder and whispered into your ear. Why are you here? Because apparently she wasn't doing a good enough job. And that's how he would harass people. Like, he wouldn't tell them to leave. He'd just be like, why are you here? Well, yeah.
That's pretty scary. Well, I heard, like, the thing...
He's kind of a jerk.
The thing in Japanese workplaces is that, like, OLs or something, when they get too old and they want to replace them, they don't fire them, but they just, like, there's, like, a pat. Yeah, like, a shoulder, like, a sign they can give to say, like, you know, maybe you should quit and become a housewife.
But then she was an animator.
Wasn't good enough.
Wasn't good enough for Miyazaki.
Miyazaki. Miyazaki.
What's that?
Do you remember the YouTube video of John Lasseter hugging Miyazaki?
Oh, yeah.
And they slowed it down. It's all creepy.
They play the anime thing.
Oh, yeah. Pretty hot.
Okay.
No, I was going to say... What's that one guy that did the really cute manga of all the students graduating?
Mm-hmm.
And then before they, like, the way they graduate is they chop each other's heads off.
Hmm.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I know the one.
That's and cool. then the guy also did the one of the brother and sister doing it. Oh, and then, then with the guillotine.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that the one that also did, like the pores, the shit coming out? No, that's
not the holes? No, that's, Henmar Junji Ito.
No.
No, not there's another one too.
The holes.
The holes. The
one which like squeezed.
Henmaru.
Oh yeah. Henmaru Machino or something.
He draws really cute things. Yeah.
He draws the cutest, most horrible things. He's the best.
Yeah.
Hmm.
See, I actually don't like girl. You see, I'm different from these guys. I'm normal.
These I don't know. Two Holden and Rad Rappy are pretty normal too.
Yeah.
I think it's just pollen.
I just dabble in it. I'm not actually interested. I mean, yeah, I don't mean to alienate people. Anyway, hey, look at that. What anime or manga are you reading at the time and rating?
What? The time and rating? What does that mean? I'll give it 10 out of 10.
It's 10 o'clock now. It's like great. No, it's actually like 3 a.m. I'll give it a 4. Maybe if it was like 6 p.m., I'll give it like 12.
Let's just move on. That's... Forget that question.
I'm not reading or watching anything. I hate anime.
Kinoko's split tongue. You want to talk about that? Do you remember that time you split your tongue?
Yeah, I can move the pieces independently. And I think people find it pretty hot.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
I'd give it 8 out of 10. For hotness.
If it was 10 o'clock.
Wow. Depends how many drinks I've had.
Oh, speaking of which, booze, drugs, party, sex. Wait, what does that even mean?
I don't know. Someone, what was it? Let me see.
We're just answering.
Let's things. Call someone out. Whoever wrote that.
Said, we want to hear about, or all about the booze, drugs, parties, and sexual exploits.
So period. Your comment. We want to hear about booze, drugs, parties, and sexual exploits. Wow.
Can we just censor this whole bit? Just like put a huge big like beep for about 5 minutes.
Maybe we could like play like calm music and stuff.
Nice. Paul does to his little paw.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to know.
Why do you mention it then?
Yeah.
Paul sex, Paul Disney, Paul Orgas. So basically Kinoko when she was basically just writing a list of things from the comments, and that's what she inscribed. Booze, drugs, party, sex, Kinoko spit tongue, Kinoko orgasm, Paul sex, Paul Disnick.
How come two of you guys asked about
Because you're a girl and you draw, you're like a girl and you draw pictures of girls.
Oh my god, it's you're
totally
like a,
hot.
It's a girl drawing girls on the internet? Oh man.
Now you know. You should totally exploit it.
Yeah, you don't have a personality. You're just like a hot chick. Show us your boobs.
Mm. You should like draw pictures of hot chicks on your boobs.
Oh shit.
Oh, man. Post it online.
I can't even believe that.
You should like lick a PSP and get a job.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. What the hell is this? Vomit, penis, vagina, fetuses, video games, god, your mother, kick, based dogs?
Should we tell a cake dog story?
Oh, so.
Mm.
How did cake dog
No, it
start?
Was, we were just asking.
What was it? Would you rather have a world full of cakes or a world full of dogs?
And then I said.
What about cake dogs?
Yeah.
Dogs that are cakes.
And that was it.
Yeah, that's a story.
That's how you make characters, everyone.
Yeah, that's how you make awesome things. Sit around, you go, would you rather do this? Oh, okay. What's the worst song in the world? So Paul had this question. What's worse? Icky Breaky Heart or Mambo Number 5?
I'm going to go with Mambo Number 5.
I think so, too.
It's pretty annoying, but at least they have a lot of cool names, you know? But no. Icky Breaky Heart, there's just nothing good about
that. Oh,
but...
yeah, now that you say that, they're both so bad.
All I remember about Icky Breaky Heart is that they keep playing it when I was, like, in middle school and high school for PE. Like, they'd play it as we did, like, these calisthenics, and we'd just be like, why are they playing? It's like they wanted us to suffer four times over.
Mm.
And then, like, oh.
They did.
Doing, like, hula hoops while, like, listening to Icky Breaky Heart. There's nothing good about that song. At least Mambo Number 5, if you're drunk, you can sing along to it, like, non-ironically.
Yeah, the same way you sing to Britney Spears, non-ironically.
What, right? You mean same way you sing to Katy Perry? Who the hell do you sing to? I don't know.
I haven't sang Katy Perry yet, but she's totally hot, so I don't know.
Yeah, we chill. Mm. Right now, go.
Little bit of Monica in my life.
That's not Katy Perry.
I don't know the lyrics.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. Go on.
Yeah. You were playing the MP3 a second ago. You have the MP3.
I can't do it.
Do you really want this going online?
I'm going to kill myself.
All right. What other questions?
Didn't you already
kill
yourself?
I'm going to do it again.
Inside jokes.
Inside jokes? What other inside jokes?
Isn't everything
did,
we draw inside
joke? How did you come up with Bikini Bible Joan?
Hmm.
I don't remember. It was just an AIM conversation.
I don't know.
Like the best one ever. We came up with the idea, and then weren't we gonna? We were like, we should each draw this and then compare our drawings.
Yeah. Well,
and then so I drew that epic one, and you drew the one of her and Zombie Half.
Hmm.
And that was it.
Best story ever.
Thanks.
That's some good radio.
I should become a radio host. Mm. I'll replace Adam Carolla.
Mm. He replaced himself.
Mm. You join Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. No, I should be like Tom Likas.
Just have long pauses.
Yeah.
What?
There's this radio DJ that was like the worst misogynist, like kind
of. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I told you about him. We gotta listen to him.
I read some of that.
All he does is.
I heard some of that.
He just goes, ha ha, that's what I think. Ha ha. Anyway, men are better than gutter. Anyway, got some drinks from me.
Good idea, dudes.
Yeah, okay. Other insight, is there anything else?
What else have we come up with?
I think everything is pretty self-evident. It's like, if you can't tell what the joke is just from looking at it.
Yeah.
Like, what's a cake dog is a cake dog.
There's not really much.
The joke is that it exists.
Yeah. The joke is that you guys don't get her.
Losers.
Yeah. We draw half-naked men.
Will it? Yeah. I've drawn a few half-naked men.
Yeah? Yada Naika.
I hate men.
Mm. Oh, get out.
No, they're okay.
They're not that good.
I'm never going to draw one.
What if there's like a really hot guy? Guy that looked like a really hot girl. Yeah, like that.
He's a trap.
Yeah, but then would you...
So it's just a girl with a wang.
Yeah. What if there's a girl with a wang?
But it's got no boobs.
But, no. No. Sorry. What about that Korean pop star? He's like totally hot, but
Oh, he
it's a
used to
dude.
be a guy
Oh,
and
what's her?
Hyung Hyun Mi Lee something?
What was the name?
Hyori?
No.
Wasn't it Hyori? I'm
No.
the Korean here.
Jessica Simpson?
Yeah. Man, Jessica Simpson, man. Okay.
She's fat.
Hey, stop internetting while we're
No, I wanna
podcasting.
look up.
She's not
What's.
fat. She's a bit chunky.
What?
Yeah.
Who? Hyori? Jessica Simpson?
Harisu.
Oh, Harisu, that's right. What's Hyori then?
Do a Google image search on Harisu, everybody.
Yeah.
Man,
And
she's
if
so
you get a
hot.
boner, that means you're gay.
Yeah, that used to be a guy.
I don't get it. How is this even
He's
possible?
kind of a girly guy, anyway.
Well, I
Yeah.
know, but I mean that's why it works, but like he has a better body than like every girl ever.
This goes to show.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Anyway, is that the end?
Well, let's just start
Should
asking.
we have a conclusion or something?
How about we just
No,
start
we're
talking about
just getting
nonsense?
started.
Okay.
How long is this thing going for?
I don't
This
know.
one's a. Who's gonna even get to this point?
Who's gonna listen to this shit?
It's the worst podcast ever.
Oh. So the next podcast, we'll try to get Wendon and Radappy. I don't know if you guys want to listen to Wendon. All he does is whine about stuff.
It's pretty interesting, though.
Yeah. All he does is he just has snarky one-liners about everything.
Wait, I thought we missed some questions. You're supposed to talk about your dick.
But no one wanted to hear it, remember?
Oh.
Yeah,
Wait,
he
I
said,
wanted.
don't talk about my dick.
Oh, I wanted to hear it.
What did that one Japanese person say?
Oh, like Japan? Stuff about Japan?
Yeah, that place over there.
No, there was. Look, it's right here.
Yeah, some commenter. Listen.
Hajimemashite. I love your works. Because I'm Japanese, I'd like to hear about Japan and culture of Japan.
I hear Japan is like an island over there somewhere. I know,
Wait, what?
it's crazy,
Are you
right?
serious?
Yeah, it's not located like in Florida. It's actually over there somewhere. Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where did I come from?
From her dad.
Oh, where did my mom come from?
From her dad.
What?
Little
I thought.
Tokyo?
Oh,
I'd like to hear about Japan and culture of Japan. We'll talk about it. I hear they got these people there.
but is this just like his? Well, if he's from Japan, why? Or he or she? What does he want to know about? What you
Maybe
think of Japan?
he wants to know our horrible misconceptions about Japan.
Oh.
I've been like, how many times have I been? Five or six? I go every few years.
She has family there.
Yes.
I go every no
The
time.
entire side of my mom's, or mom's side of the family is there.
Yeah. Paul goes, he's there right now.
I'm in a pachinko hole right now, and
He's here to find some sailors.
checking out schoolgirls and
And
Looking for tattoo
going to
parlors.
hostess clubs and then giving girls presents
Gold champagne.
gold champagne as guys come and dance.
Beating up Yakuza dudes and
Was it
what else do you do in Japan?
what did those guys say? Dirty old fuck.
Stupid,
Oh,
stupid
stupid old
old fuck.
fuck.
What the fuck?
You guys should play Yakuza because it's the best Sega game ever. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Because otherwise, what we're saying doesn't make any sense. I
Oh
guess that's an
man,
inside joke,
I
right?
can't wait for
Nothing we've
the.
said in this whole podcast has made any sense.
No, I want to play the third one, and I want to make all the hostess girls, the
The
Ageha girls.
oh, so the hostess girls in Yakuza 2 and 3, I think, are based off of real girls from this one fashion magazine, Japanese fashion magazine for
No,
girls.
I thought the girls from two were just like
A
grab
couple of
your
them were
like
porno
porn,
stars.
yeah, porn
Oh,
stars and stuff. But I think the hostess girls in Yakuza 3 are all from this magazine called Ageha.
you
So like
should,
a hostess girls fashion magazine.
you guys should Google it because it's pretty amazing, the
Yeah.
magazine.
All the girls are totally hot.
So sparkly.
It's basically as if like an amateur person with a trial copy of Photoshop took a picture of a girl's face and just started like lens flaying the shit out of it and costume blurred it and like made it into like an alien. And that's what every issue of the magazine looks like. It's pretty good.
I've got an issue here.
But it's not like it matters because no one can see
Yeah, remember we can't actually broadcast this. to the world.
I don't know if we'd want to.
We can describe what's going on.
Mariel's clicking on a computer.
I'm on my computer. Look at all these. Hold on. I had a.
Click on that directory that says XXXH.
Triple X hate?
Mind game? Where is. Look at all these dumb magazines I downloaded.
Wow, that's so cool.
This is the best podcast ever.
Shall we wrap it up?
Yeah, let's just wrap it up.
So, in conclusion,
if you want to get awesome, draw awesome things. Draw puppies. And, oh fuck, that's sparkly.
So the secret to being good is to draw boobs and puppies and intestines.
Mm. Exploding girls.
And,
pretty much.
Yeah.
I think that's all there is to it.
Draw tons. No, the secret is to draw like Tim Buckley.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm.
I mean, it's not like we could ever be that good.
But... Nah, we can only dream.
Okay, are we done?
Yeah, we gotta stop it.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, love.